Okay, so I'm going to be bringing Syria family through. Today is August 3rd, 2022. Yes. Greetings, dear friends. Greetings. Indeed. What a joy, what a pleasure it is to come to be with you in this way in such exciting times that indeed you are living in. And oh, yes, we already begin to hear you, we begin to feel you as you say, what kinds of exciting times are we in? It all seems to be in complete disarray. It all seems to be in complete chaos, in complete destruction. And in that way, that's because it is. And you are absolutely right, and you are absolutely on target. You see, it must begin to alter itself, yes? For the new world to come in. And we even hear from you saying, well, we've been waiting. Where is this new world? Well, friends, the new world is coming, but it's going to require each of you to bring that dream into fruition. In other words, it's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter in that way. And so as you watch your world, you can start to say to yourself, well, what will be happening next? And it will be those alliances. It will be those kinds of energies that are based on greed, that are based on the disruption, you understand, that were built upon chaos, that were built upon violence, that were built upon manipulation, that you're going to be seeing crumble. And in that way, newness has an opportunity to replace it. And each of you has a dream that is here with us this evening. Sometimes you fall a little short of that dream. Sometimes you feel that that dream is impossible to be realized. But you have incarnated, dear friends, to put one step in front of the next to create that dream. Never before in history of this planet, of your planet Earth, has there been a time that is exploding with opportunity. Now, yes, you've heard us talk about past lives many times before, and indeed, each of you has had many, many past lives. You're not new to the kingdom here, but perhaps you are new to the energies that you are finding yourself in this current lifetime. Where in the past lives, they moved a little bit slower, yes? They moved slower. And so there was a timeline in that way. What do we mean by timeline? Well, you could say, well, I have done this, and I know if I do this, it will create this. There was very linear in that way, very vertical in that way. Well, this kind of thought, this kind of action produces this kind of results. And you stayed in that kind of consciousness for many lifetimes. And so here you are in this lifetime, and none of that works any longer, yes? It doesn't work any longer. Well, you say, well, wait a minute. What doesn't work any longer? You mean if I think certain thoughts, if I place myself in those energies, I will not create that reality? Yes, that will happen, but it's very rapid now, isn't it? The energies that are coming to you are based upon your own personal growth. You see, energy has come to this planet, yes. But what's happening on the planet is you. You're growing. You're growing in such a way that the old paradigm does not work. It cannot work because you're different. You understand? Because you're more aware. Now, we don't mean that there's not any more for you to grow. Not at all. You'll be growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing until you meet that next reality, until when you're no longer in the physical body. You will continue to grow because that is consciousness, you understand. That is consciousness. And consciousness always grows. It's not finite. And so let us go back to the past. In the past lifetimes, it was a little bit more finite. There was still a tremendous amount of growth, but nothing like what you're experiencing now. And so it is a new slate. It is new territory now. And some of you are very confused about it. And some of you feel very excited about it. And we would encourage you to feel the latter, because the more excited that you get about it, the more of an impact that you will have upon your own reality. Now, you say, well, how do I create reality? How do I manifest what my dreams are in the new playground, in the new consciousness? And that is to realize you are different. You are different. You're no longer the same being that you were in the past lives, obviously so. You're no longer the same being that you were in childhood, obviously so. But you're not the same being that you were 2 weeks ago either. That's how fast you are growing. And that's how fast consciousness is growing upon your planet. So seek to make those dreams realized. Don't give up on yourself. Now, there's a myriad, yes, of energies that can come in the way of your dreams. But those energies that come in the way of your dreams oftentimes are generated by sub-personalities within the self. You understand? So if you can create those kinds of sub-personalities within the self, you can also create a dialogue with them. When you have a particular dream and it comes into your radar and you have, or you've known about it for a long time, a long, long, long time, you say, well, I'm exhausted. I've had this dream for so long. I keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away and I can't seem to bring it into fruition. We would ask you to go about it in new ways. We would also ask you, what is that interior talk that you have going on with yourself? What's it like in the interior? We say, well, I want to do this. I want to see myself realizing this. I want to see myself in the energy. And then another voice comes up and says, that's been done 100 times. You can't do it. Somebody's done it 100 times better than you. On and on and on. And those are the parts of you that have not grown as much as the highly conscious part of you. You know, see, that is what's so interesting about the human matrix, you see. The human being is very complicated, a very complicated being. You have a series of inner organs, and they all do specific ideologies. Well, your heart, your liver, your lungs, your colon, but yet, they all work together. And that is the goal within your own consciousness, is to have all of your sub-personalities working in unison together. And that's the idea of your soul growth, of what we identify as the personal growth movement, in which you grow out of your own obstacles by seeing them differently, by feeling them differently, and ultimately, the grandest shift of all is the realization that you do create your own reality and to ultimately forgive yourself for the times in which you refuse to believe so. And so there is a soul within you that knows about your grandness, that knows about your power, and knows about what you have incarnated for, and that knows why you are here. And so as the terrain is different now, it is equally as exciting. For in this modality of excitement, when you watch portions of your world and it's going to accelerate, begin to crumble before your very eyes, challenge yourself to see, what can I create? What can I build? What can I realize? How can I come together with other humanoids and be part of the structuring of what is called the new earth? And so you are in this phase right now. It is a phase, call it an age. And this phase right now is a great disruption, isn't it? It's disrupting almost all that you've known to be true, almost all that you've known to be stable. So the stability is now starting to rock. It's starting to crumble. And you can stay very grounded in that. Even when the floorboards start to wobble, you can find a sense of groundedness and to work with yourself that the old must die for the new to be reborn. Now, here's where a lot of the few confusion comes in, is that space in between what is crumbling and dying off and what is being born. You all want to know, well, how long will that take? How long is this phase that we're in? And that, dear friends, is up to you. You have all chosen, or at least the majority of your mass consciousness has chosen, to speed it up. And that's why it seems that every time you get on the television set, every time you turn on the news, you're hearing something else. It seems to be moving quicker, and that's because it is. It's giving you the opportunity right now to not sit back and watch and listen, but to be involved. Now, you don't have to go out and build a new house. You don't have to go out and build a new center in that way. But your positive feelings, your love, your belief in what is going on brings about a certain energy that begins to germinate. It begins to seed. It begins to become like fertilizer in the grounding of the new world. So in that way, every step that you take is important. Truly it is. And so it would be inaccurate to feel, well, I don't have anything to contribute. Well, I'll just wait until I'll turn on the news, or I'll wait until I hear it from someone until I can really let go and be happy. And so our message to you is to truly start now. To be in that, of that what you want, to not wait. Because that waiting process can be a long time if you are inactive. So to realize your dreams, do whatever it takes to place yourself in the vibration of that new earth, what that means to you. And this is where we find that you all have a little bit of difficulty. Well, all right, what is the new earth? What does that mean? And that's where we turn it to you, to asking, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you? What does your life and humanity and everyone else that you know, what would it be like to live in what you call heaven on earth? What would that be? And therein, friends, that's your medicine. And so we invite you to drink that in, to become that energy, because that is what will create the reality, not only for yourself, but for your world and for those that you are around. Now, you see, you've had a lot of training in that way of imagining what you don't want. Yes, all of you here, you've had a lot of training of going into those shadow emotions, going into those emotions. There's a lot of training in your human lives that, in a sense, weaken your imagination. It weakens it in a sense, because you just had more training and you've just had more opportunity. You're more exercised in that way. And so when the time comes and when we say, well, what would it be like? We'd like for you to imagine. It falls flat for some of you. Well, I don't know. And that's where we're going to push you a little bit to keep expanding that imagination. What does it mean for you? What does this topic, New World, mean to you? How do you see yourself? How do you interact? What would the healthcare system look like? Would you even have a healthcare system? Would you even need one? That's how far we want you to keep pushing yourself in imagining. How about a world of safety? And let's expand upon what safety really means. And so that's your medicine. That is what will lift you out of the constraints and of the fear, really, quite frankly, and of the fear that's in you. Some of you don't want to feel that, so you push it aside, but with more and more happening, there's also more and more fear that you are feeling. All right. So with that, that is our sharing with you. That is what we come forth to speak to you. We also come forth to tell you that we believe that you're going to do it. You see, it's not just us and other beings like us coming in telling you you're going to do it. Remember, we report to you what it is that you're creating. We have that ability in a sense because we don't have a body, yes? So we can step outside and show you what is going on to give you the opportunity to make the choices that you want, you see. That's why you dream us in your reality. But as we always say, this is your planet. No one's going to come and save you from it. This is your planet. And there's no other planet like Earth in your galaxy where you have the energy of diversity, where you have diversity in all forms of creativity. And up to date, there's been a lot of warring with those differences. But what would it be like if you all saw the similarities rather than your differences? And we hear you and we say, well, that sounds good, but it's difficult to do. Or I already do that. It's the other ones out there. But the more of you that start to live in that frequency of what it is that you want to see and what it is the way that you want to live, you begin to create that reality. You birth it. You give it form. You give it life. And that's how powerful you are. You have forgotten just how powerful you are. You have forgotten. And so you are humanoids. You are made of Earth. You're not visitors. You didn't get slammed here by accident. Well, I'll just jump over there and see where I land. No, you wanted to come here. You wanted to come here with all of your zest, with all of your passion. Because why? Because you saw opportunities for growth. To grow in ways that would lift you out of the constraints. You have the elements inside of you. You have fire. You have water. You have earth. You have air. And you have organs inside of you that work with those elements. And so you are peoples of your earth. You are her peoples and she is your earth. There is a symbiotic relationship. And she provides the greatest battery that you'll ever be given. And so find ways to ground yourself as you lift, during these times. Watch when you've gone into diabolical fear, when you have completely given up on all hope. That is the time to go in to sit with your earth. That is also the time to be with your higher self and your unseen spirit friends, which we will address on another evening. And so we will ask you, if you would like, to unmute yourself. We are going to bring the channel back for a moment as she stops this recording, so we will be right back.